Hello friends, in this episode I am going to discuss the Vedic horoscope of another great personality I would say, Mother Teresa. Her birth data is, she was born on 26th August 1910. Her time of birth as per local mean time is 2:24 PM, but if you are using a software to create her horoscope, it would be 2 PM if the time zone used in the software for her place of birth is plus 1 hour time zone. And her place of birth is the capital of North Macedonia. It is a place called Skopje, S-K-O-P-J-E. I am not sure how to pronounce this name, so I have spelled the spelling of the place of birth. The basic planetary placements are, she is Scorpio rising with Ketu in Scorpio in the first house. Moon and retrograde Saturn are placed in the sign Aries in the sixth house. Rahu is placed in the sign Taurus in the seventh house. Venus is placed in the sign Cancer in the ninth house. Sun and Mars are placed in Leo in the 10th house. Mercury and Jupiter are placed in the sign Virgo in the 11th house. What I see at a glance in her horoscope is that she is a Scorpio ascendant rising with Ketu in the Scorpio in the first house. She is very spiritual. She was naturally interested in healing. Ascendant Lord Mars was placed in the 10th house. As I have stated above, Ascendant Lord Mars in her horoscope is placed in the 10th house in conjunction with the 10th Lord Sun, because 10th house is Leo sign. So 10th Lord or the 10th house ruler is Sun. So ascendant ruler Mars is placed in the 10th house in conjunction with the 10th house ruler Sun in the sign Leo. This is a great combination that is indicating that her basic life energy was directed towards visible work in the society and attaining leadership through that. Since Mars is also the ruler of the 6th house, so she choose to serve to the poor. She choose service to the poor and ill as the area of her visible karma. Because Mars is not only the ruler of a Scorpio sign, Mars is the ruler of the Aries sign also, and Aries is falling in the 6th house. So this Mars Sun combination forming in the 10th house is directing her basic life energy to visible work in the society and attaining leadership through that. And since Mars is also the 6th house ruler, she has chosen service to the poor and ill as the area of her visible karma. She received lots of government support for her work also, because Sun is involved. And actually we all know that Indian government always treated her with respect. Placement of Moon. Moon is also the 9th house ruler, we should not forget, in the 6th house, meant that she had the emotional empathy for pain and suffering, and she actually took it as her dharma to serve the poor and the ill and the exploited. Debilitated retrograde Saturn is also placed in the 6th house. This is a great yoga for attaining greatness through service, especially since 4th Lord Saturn and 9th Lord Moon are also forming a Raj Yoga in the 6th house. So we should understand this. Normally, retrograde Saturn in the 6th house, if somebody is living a normal material life, then and is not engaged in any service work, then this may not be so fruitful. But in case of Mother Teresa, since she chose to serve the poor and the ill, so for her, this was a great, great placement. Again, we see that the 7th house ruler, Venus, because since she is a Scorpio rising, so the 7th house is Taurus sign. So the ruler of the 7th house becomes Venus. So 7th Lord Venus is placed in the 9th house. And we see she was a nun. So effectively she was married to God. Her partner was God in a way. Venus placed in the 9th house is also the 12th house ruler, because 12th house is the sign Libra. She may have been highly religious and she may have had great faith in her birth religion, Christianity, and she may have been motivated to serve the poor and ill as compassion and love for all in the name of God. This also made her head of a big institutional organization, Missionaries of Charity, which was based on the principle of charity, because Venus is 12th house ruler, religion and faith, because Venus is placed in the 9th house, and service, because there is a connection between 9th house and 6th house also, because 9th house ruler moon is placed in the 6th house. So this Missionaries of Charity is a big organization that she actually established, was working on the principle of charity, religion, faith and service. Because the interconnection is there between the 12th house, 9th house and 6th house. This also gave her international name and fame. She was born in Europe and she traveled to India to gain name and fame and find her karma. Jupiter and Mercury are strongly placed in the 11th house. Mercury is there in his own sign in the 11th house. This gave her many awards and recognition. She raised huge funds for her charity and service related work. She was able to create big organization for distributing the service. Saturn main period began in her life from January 1969. And from here onwards, she began to become international celebrity. Debilitated Saturn conjunct with Moon in the 6th house may have created havoc in the life of a common man engaged in material pursuits. But this same Saturn began to reward her for her work. A documentary, Something Beautiful for God, was made on her life in the year 1970 or 1969, immediately after this Saturn main period started, and that attracted the whole world towards the kind of work that she was doing. In 1979, in the main period of Saturn and sub period of Sun, she was given the Nobel Peace Prize. Now we can see why the ancient seers or rishis of India have recommended us to serve the poor and the old and the ill as remedy for making Saturn favorable for us. We can see how this, because she made serving or service her lifelong mission, and this Saturn, which would normally may not have given such a good result to a normal human being, is giving excellent result to her because she is doing what Saturn wants. She is serving the poor, the ill. Ketu Rahu axis is falling on the lines of the first house and the seventh house. Ketu is in the first house and Rahu is in the seventh house. So she has brought an inner, deeper understanding of the self, and she is using that to connect to the others and serve them. She served others from the intrinsic understanding of the self, and that allowed her to gain name and fame, and that resulted in the gaining of lots of wealth of goodwill also for her. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and keep writing to me on my email cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC cosmic BOND bond 7 is the numeral @gmail.com. and just in case, if you want to get your horoscope analyzed by me and get a report prepared on your horoscope, you can also write to me on my email. And if you have not subscribed to my channel, I would request you to subscribe so that any new episode, whenever I upload, you are alerted for it. God bless you all. Enjoy your life. Keep saying your prayers and keep doing the service to the poor, the ill and the old, for making Saturn favorable to you. God bless.